You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Hello.
Kirsten.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
I'm excited for today.
Me too. And so should you all be. It's going to be so awesome.
So we are looking at...
Well, I found out it's called Moog.
Yeah, it is called Moog.
I always thought it was Moog.
I think that's, I mean, how could you not think that when you look at it? It's
one so of those ones I might swap to both.
you might get some pretty grumpy people texting. I think some people are pretty particular on how to say it.
So, but I mean, I've been calling it Moog for 40 years. So, well, anyway, I'll try to call it Moog.
Okay.
But so it's an old synthesizer invented in the 60s. So previous to the Moog, synthesizers were really huge, unwieldy things and certainly not accessible to average folks. And this guy named Bob Moog invented it. And fun fact, as I was researching, he invented his own theremin at age 14. So he built it.
Jeepers.
So he was a little genius, that one. Anyway, so he invented it in the 60s, and people started using it. And for those of you who are super nerds, it used patch cables. You can sort of picture this little sort of box with a bank of cables and a keyboard, whereas previously, things had been a lot more dicey. And it eventually became all the synthesizers. But it's a company, and it's named after him, is a particular type of old analog synthesizer that people will still use. And so we're sort of going to go through history here, because one of the first artists to have some success with it, I mean, some people played with it in the 60s and added it, but there's an artist called Jean-Jacques Perry, who had a band, Perry and Kingsley, and they started making songs with it, because people didn't know what they were going to be used for, because they kind of sound bit beep boop. And Perry and Kingsley made this amazing music that people started liking, and we'll see later as it goes through history, people still remember those guys. And what I didn't know is I grew up in LA, and we go to Disneyland, and the Electric Parade music was a Perry and Kingsley song. So
Wow. Anyway,
it's a very influential style, and really sort of showing that what this Moog could do to make music that didn't all sound like robots.
Yeah. So we have listen to what we have. I do know this piece, but I don't know how. Fantastic piece of music.
I figured out where you heard the song. It was at your martini parties with your leopard jumpsuit. At your space pad.
Oh, yeah, those ones.
So I should have mentioned one of the sort of big iconic pieces, well, that showed what the Moog could do, was something called Switched on Bach. Mm. And Wendy Carlos played Bach songs.
Yes,
on
I have
it.
Heard these. They are. Yeah. Flipping weird, but awesome at the same time.
So, but these guys were still sort of classical based. It was in the 70s that a dude named Giorgio Moroder started doing disco music for Donna Summer.
He's great.
Yeah, and so that was all on this Moog. And Kraftwerk did Autobahn using the Moog as well. and you get people like Sun Ra and Stevie Wonder playing with it. Now, apparently a lot of people used it, the Doors, the Monkees, Diana Ross, but I mean, we're sticking to people that really used it, and it's really at the forefront of what they're doing, because, you know, music tends to be very organic and physical and sweaty, and so this sounding so electronic, you know, there's always the balance of sort of not sounding too robotic, but sort of getting some funk and grime in there. But the next artist we're going to play, Gary Numan with his band Tubeway Army, he did sort of take the robotic thing and run, kind of like Kraftwerk did. Oh, another famous song that we're not playing, and you're going to thank me for it, is the Popcorn Song.
Oh my, I love that song.
Yeah, but you know, you don't need to hear it on a Friday morning. It will never leave you.
It's a great song.
But it did so well. And so, you know, people were keen to hear these sounds. But
I've actually got that song on one of these CDs over here. Oh. So maybe.
Oh my God. So please thank me for not playing it. But so instead we'll play Gary Numan. So, you know, British artist, and he, you know, played with the Moog, and he kind of then extended it into his performance, sort of androgynous, robotic, and really playing with this sort of futuristic Borg idea.
Cool.
Robot dancing,
yeah.
Jumping around, and
I reckon there's a little bit of a groove to it as well.
Oh,
though.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah. No, he got a good blend, but he just played up the robotic with sort of white latex jumpsuits and white face paint.
All these people in their jumpsuits.
That's right.
Where have they gone?
That's the rage. So, I'm gonna sort of name drop another couple of songs together in Electric Dreams. Maniac from the Flashdance soundtrack.
I don't think I've listened to Flashdance.
She's a maniac.
Oh, yeah, I know the track.
In Berlin, Take My Breath Away.
Yep.
So it's a synthesizer that sounds like a synthesizer, you know, because later we got synths that sounded like strings and brass and piano, but these sound like synthesizers, you know, that sort of electronic-y sound. And, you know, I've been getting these, as we've been doing this series, some of these instruments have had sort of names, and this one is the most iconic synth of all time, is its title. So it's not Orchestra in Your Pocket.
No.
It's the most iconic synth of all time. And some people feel like it's a quirky sort of kitsch sound.
I think it just depends on how you use it.
Yeah, yeah. So I think people using it now, though, are either sort of harkening back to nostalgia or... and then as somebody texted in, a lot of it's been sampled. A lot of this, you know, so people that grew up with these sounds, you know, that basically were the foundation of hip hop, you know, with Autobahn becoming Planet Rock. And so sampling and keeping them alive, or people rebuilding these old synthesizers. They've released a lot of new ones. the Moog company, but they try to maintain some of the sounds. In fact, one of the new lines, they're called Little Fatties. So the last artist we're going to play today is the Beastie Boys, and they, I know it's surprising, but they played a lot with these synthesizers and really respected the sound. They even had an album that used the name of the Perry and Kingsley, one of their albums, and they copied their album cover. And so, and on the Moog website, they had big honorariums to the members of the Beastie Boys that had passed, and so it really acknowledged them. They've had a lot of interaction with the Moog synthesizer.
Let's have a listen. This is Beastie Boys. Make some noise. A lot more ruckus.
Oh yeah,
they brought, I love it. I think
they
it's
brought
great.
The noise. So, yeah. So you see how it can be electronic music, but it can also be hip hop. It can also have sort of funk aspect. Went on to be sort of punk and rock using it, like people, you know.
I mean, I think that's just the great thing about instruments is that some people will probably use it how it was designed to be used, but then there'll be others that will just be like, no, I'm going to use it this way. And
yeah,
all of a sudden it's like
so
this
you
new
do
magic.
Get industrial and punk as well as it's really iconic disco. So the sort of inventiveness of human creativity is amazing, and it didn't kill music. You know, we're not all listening to robotic sounds. We're playing with them and energizing them. And
no, it's fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Kirsten Zemke, for coming in and doing Traveling Tunes with me and Alice. It's been super fun.
Yeah, it has. And we'd done the shift to instruments, and that was us three. That was our
making
innovation.
The change.
Yes.
So it's been great. And it'll be nice to see you carrying on and doing more things. And
you guys too.
Yeah. Us too. So thanks so much, Kirsten, for coming in for Traveling Tunes. We were doing Moog this morning, and somebody just texted in, Kirsten, quickly asking, could you please tell us the name of the first track that we played this morning?
Yes, I can.
EVA.
E.V.A, yes.
Cool. Brilliant. Thank you, Kirsten.
That was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.